How hard does the FBI look for a fugitive? I needed to know because I'd just been informed they were coming for me. I'd been a wanted man before, but not by the FBI. I'd been on the run, but local law enforcement and the IRS weren't actively beating the bushes in search of me. They simply hoped that I'd turn up in connection with some other crime. Eventually, I did. As for the embezzlement charge, I was able to beg for mercy and pay back what I'd stolen, plus interest. The IRS was happy to tack on many thousands in interest and penalties. I paid off my debt. The charge of possession of marijuana cost me a short stint in detention and a good deal of community service. I had fulfilled the terms of my probation. I was right with the law. Until now. My innocence was of no consequence. My ex-lawyer slash ex-girlfriend had taken a bullet on a beach in the Bahamas. My current on-again-off-again love interest had pulled the trigger. She did it to save my ass. The only easy way out would be to reveal who really made the shot. I couldn't do that. The gunshot victim had survived. She'd fingered me for the shooting. I'd gone out of my way to ruin her life. I'd exposed her as a criminal. I'd tracked her to the far ends of the earth. I thought I'd won. Instead, she'd turned the tables on me. I'd involved my friends in my personal revenge scheme. I'd taken pains to keep them out of harm's way. During the entire mission, I'd had a niggling feeling that something wasn't going to work out right. I'd even had a dream about it. We'd all survived unharmed, but something did indeed go wrong. Now the FBI was after me. Taylor Ford had once been my lover. We'd met when she defended me against a charge of possession of marijuana. I was guilty as hell. She'd bribed a judge to keep me out of jail. I'd learned much later that she was a frequent dealer in the pay-to-play game that was South Florida politics. I'd unwittingly done her bidding in worse crimes. She used her sexuality to influence my decision-making. Holly was just the antidote. She was a carefree, Rasta, hippie sailor chick that I met down in the Cayman Islands. I hired her as crew to help me get back to Florida. She stayed on as my friend and confidant. We traveled the Bahamas together. Eventually, our relationship became a physical one. As hard as we both tried, it didn't work out in the long run. Jimmy D. had once been a trusted financial advisor. He got sucked in by Taylor, too. He ran off with the millions that she had steered his way. Taylor wanted Jimmy dead. I wanted her to face justice. Holly, Jimmy, and I set out to find her and bring her in. Everything went according to plan until the last second. Before Taylor could shoot me, Holly took her out with a quick shot from a 9mm pistol. I'd forced Holly to run. I'd urged Jimmy to take care of her. The two of them escaped while I stayed behind to save Taylor's life. I should have let her die on that beach. Taylor survived. Her first act upon waking up in the hospital was to accuse me of being her shooter. It wouldn't help her to escape justice, but it would certainly make my life more difficult. My selfish desire to beat her at her own game had backfired. She never saw the real shooter. She couldn't reveal the truth if she wanted to. I didn't want the truth to be known. I'd protect Holly's identity, no matter what happened to me. Holly was in the wind. She and Jimmy D. had fled the scene aboard Holly's sailboat, another adventure. I had made my way back to Florida and my old trawler, Leap of Faith. I spent a few days preparing the boat before I got the news. I still had Jimmy's cell phone, hoping to hear from them. There had been no word yet. She was supposed to head for the Keys. I'd find her. I'd promised to find her.